This is Ted Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority. We just concluded a very lively discussion on a lot of different issues at the Transportation Authority. And one of the successful projects that were discussed was the Measure M Environmental Mitigation Project. It's your half-cent sales tax that goes to transportation. Part of that is actually going to help mitigate for the environmental impacts that freeway improvement projects will have on the environment. And I have a special guest here that made a presentation. So introduce yourself and tell us where you're from, your title.
My name is Derek Austinson, and I'm a conservation consultant from San Juan Capistrano.
Okay. So tell me, as far as you know, the background of what the project was and what were the benefits.
It's a 53-acre project that restores a critical wildlife corridor that connects Orange County's major preserves on the east in the Cleveland National Forest and kind of towards Mission Viejo and that area, with the Western Preserves, which would surround Laguna Beach and Newport Beach, etc. So those are two major preserve areas. One of them on the east is over 80,000 acres, and on the west it's over 20,000 acres. And without effective wildlife corridors to connect them, they can't survive properly as a healthy ecosystem.
Yeah, and anybody that's on either hiking or biking or have, you know, driven through, you know, some of those areas, you know, knows what a beautiful area and that it is such a a gorgeous environment, and it actually provides with us in a very urban environment to go country, and it's absolutely necessary. But I think a lot of people just don't realize that there's so much wildlife in Orange County. So tell us a little bit about what the wildlife situation is in Orange County and how this program will benefit that.
Well, as you know, Orange County is a very urbanized area, and yet we also have an extraordinary amount of open space. The Measure M program has been truly incredible in what it's been able to achieve, both in land acquisition and habitat restoration. So for land acquisition, you have a number of properties, many of which were proposed for large residential subdivision developments, which have been acquired through the Measure M program. And these are acquisitions that have been coveted for decades. And so it's really an immense achievement on the part of OCTA and all of its partners to acquire these properties. Likewise, for habitat restoration, there are a number of areas throughout Orange County that have very sensitive species, endangered or threatened species, and overall very sensitive ecosystems. And through Measure M's habitat restoration funding, a lot of these high priority restorations have been able to be funded and bring degraded landscapes back to proper ecological health. So another great achievement on the part of OCTA and its partners.
Yeah, and you also, you know, shared not only are there impacts, you know, and benefits for the environment and for wildlife, but also for people. So can you tell us more about the restoration work that's taking place and then some of the folks that are being benefited with some much needed jobs?
Sure, yeah. In addition to the environmental benefits, you also have obvious trail and beautification benefits. You'll have an increase in property values when you take a degraded landscape that is covered in weeds and brown the majority of the year and restore it with native habitat. But you also have some job creation benefits that that are not as readily known as the environmental benefits of the Measure M program. So, for example, when you bring in habitat restoration funding, a wide range of local vendors and business folks have the opportunity to bid on those contracts which are funded from that grant. So in our case, we have a broad range of different skill sets and income levels, all the way from landscape architects who are designing the irrigation plan, all the way down the wage scale to minimum wage hand crews actually working on the restoration crew itself. And so you have job opportunity, job creation benefits for a broad range of the community, which is really an excellent benefit.
You told us some of the at-risk community members that actually have jobs. So can you tell us more about the program and then how it's going?
Sure. We have 10 at-risk young adults ages 18 to 25 who come from disadvantaged neighborhoods within San Juan Capistrano, and many of them are experiencing their first job opportunity, their first work experience through this restoration. So they're employed on the program, and from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. they work as part of the restoration crews.
And so what are some of the things that they're doing?
They're doing weed removal for non-native species that degrade the landscape and outcompete native plants. And without the native plants, the healthy ecosystem cannot survive. They're doing debris removal of illegally dumped concrete and trash that that also degrade the public landscape. And a variety of other restoration-related tasks, including installation of irrigation systems and management of land planning, et cetera. So they do a lot of the actual hand work of the project.
And so can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how they're, you know, feeling about this, you know, new employment opportunities? And it sounds like it's really benefiting their lives and their families' lives and really helping turn around, you know, their outlook on the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, these young adults come from pretty disadvantaged neighborhoods, some of which have significant gang problems in San Juan Capistrano and have a high preponderance of crime. And so the opportunities for youth in those neighborhoods are pretty few and far between, and there's a high likelihood that they may get into a gang or other crime-related endeavors. So to have the opportunity to earn some money, develop job skills, and also complete their education, because from 2 p.m. on, they go into school when they're done working on the project to complete their high school or college diploma. So it gives them a better future overall, a better now and also a better future.
And so have you talked to them? You know, what's your sense of, you know, what have they told you about what they're going through?
Well, A, it's hard work. Restoration is hard work. And so I think it has really helped develop strong work ethics among the entire crew. And I think they enjoy the work. They're learning a great deal about green jobs. You know, what does it mean to work in the environmental field? And what does habitat restoration entail in terms of native plant identification and, you know, how to properly manage a landscape? But they're also understanding the value of education, because I think that without a college degree, you have a higher likelihood of winding up in a manual labor job. And it's tough work out there. So they're enjoying it, but they're also seeing that with a better education, they have better opportunities for whatever job they'd like to get into.
So are there mentoring opportunities for them during this program as well? And then, you know, what's their outlook as far as, you know, on the environment? And does that help temper their, you know, previous natural disposition?
Yeah, absolutely. To give an anecdote of that, on the first couple weeks of the project, we were doing our native plant training and identifying the native species on site, both the wildlife and the plants. Mm-hmm. And there happened to be a lot of rattlesnakes on the site. And so the crew encountered their first rattlesnake. And they came over with a shovel and said, you know, should we kill the rattlesnake? And I said, of course not. You're not going to kill any native species on this. You're only going to kill non-native invasive species, plants primarily. And so we went through the training of the importance of rattlesnakes to the overall wheel of life and ecosystems. And from that date forward to now, they've encountered over 100 rattlesnakes on this property, and they haven't killed a single one. And they've learned about natural ecology, and they've engaged with the environment and with their community, and it's been a great benefit.
Yeah. It sounds like there's a respect, you know, obviously a greater awareness, and then a greater respect of the natural environment. Does that translate over to their outlook on life now?
Absolutely, yeah. And I would say that you'll see them bringing their families into the open space a lot more, and so you have a broader community connection with the land itself, which is great to see.
Okay, great. The overall experience, you know, from a personal, professional standpoint, how does it make you feel to actually see these investments make a big difference both on the natural environment and then also the human environment?
It's been tremendously meaningful, and it's certainly emblematic of the positive benefit that groups such as OCTA can have on the community, both environmentally and in terms of job creation and overall enhancements to a community through their programs.
All right, so tell us again your name of your organization as well as the organization for the at-risk employees that are out there.
The at-risk organization is the Orange County Conservation Corps, a wonderful group that spans all of Orange County. And I work for Derek Austinson and Associates, my consultancy.
Well, thank you so much for the great information. Good luck out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.